I'm Earlene McMichael with WMUK News. We're looking back at some of our stories from 2019. Today, we revisit my interview with Kalamazoo resident Sterling Reithman. She's one of the first women to allow herself to be publicly identified in the sexual abuse case against disgraced sports doctor Larry Nassar. He's currently serving time for those crimes.
This assumption that if you were a victim of sexual assault, that it was a very violent, traumatic experience, meaning physically violent. I had this impression that it would happen in dark alleys and you would be caught off guard and you would walk away with scars and bruises and wind up in the hospital. And that's not the case. In fact, statistically speaking, that's actually the minority of cases.
In early 2017, you decided to come forward. What prompted you to do this?
I became aware of the case the day that it broke with the Indy Star article from with Rachel Denhollander's story. And I followed the developments of the case throughout the fall of 2016. And after I had come forward and filed my case with my lawyers and with the Michigan State Police Department, I felt the sense of empowerment in telling my story, even just to police detectives and lawyers. And I felt, it's hard to describe, but I honestly just felt compelled to continue to tell that story to hopefully empower others to do the same. And so it was a very surreal and very bizarre feeling. But it honestly wasn't really a question for me as to whether or not I would come forward publicly. And I was actually teammates with Rachel Denhollander when I was younger. And so I remember within minutes of me coming forward, I received a message from Rachel of just encouragement and support and thanking me for coming forward and in support of everyone finding justice.
What I wanted to highlight is how long you actually knew Dr. Larry Nassar. You came to know him at age 10, but the abuse did not start until you say you're around age 20. At that time, were you a diver at Denison University in Ohio? And how does that relate to Michigan State University? Like, how did you get there? Or did it happen in both places?
I started gymnastics when I was 2 years old. And I quickly became competitive in the sport. And when you become a competitive gymnast, several injuries follow. And so I originally met Larry right around when I was 10 years old. I was having a lot of knee injuries and foot injuries, things like that. And then when I went to high school, I actually transitioned from gymnastics to diving, wound up getting recruited to go to Denison University in Ohio, and I dove there. And while there, I experienced a very traumatic back injury. And I wasn't finding any luck with other doctors that I had seen down in Ohio. And so I decided to come back and go to see Larry. He ran a sports medicine clinic out of Michigan State University, which is where I saw him when I was a gymnast. And so we decided to go back and see him to see if he could fix my back injury. And as we all know, that was not the case.
You were trusting him as your physician, that this was a treatment that he was doing for you that would be for your benefit. At what point did your mind change on that? Was it when the story came out?
When the Indy Star article broke, initially I was incredibly confused because I was reading the article and the experience that Rachel described as her experience was the exact same treatment that I had received. And I never once had thought that it was sexual assault. I never once had thought that it would be something that he was doing for his own benefit as opposed to mine. But I didn't know how to reconcile that with what I was reading. And so I actually ended up doing some research on my own, just through basic internet searches, really, to find out what the protocol for pelvic floor treatment should be. And it was through doing that that I discovered that, yes, pelvic floor treatment is a very real treatment, but what he was doing was not that, and he was not following protocol. It became very, very clear to me that what he was doing was sexual assault and that he was not doing it to help me. He was doing it for his own pleasure and his own gratification. And I quickly realized that that's when I made the decision that I had to come forward and I had to get involved with the legal process, because I had trusted him completely to heal me and to fix my back injury, and he failed to do so.
Hear the full interview with Sterling Reithman online at WMUK.org. It originally aired in April. With WMUK News, I'm Earlene McMichael.